You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You know, with all due respect to you, who I do respect you and your intellect, I just completely disagree with that premise, because there are an awful lot of people who do listen, who do the right thing from a public health standpoint. So because there are a lot of people who have ideas about conspiracies and changing minds and flip-flopping, that's not a reason to step down. Not at all.
There is Dr. Fake in an interview with Hugh Hewitt, defending why he should remain in his position. This October 1st, 2021, might as well be April Fool's Day. Dr. Fake is convinced he is the only one Americans will trust, and he should stay in that position. And despite all the numerous flip-flops he has made from the very beginning of coronavirus, remember? Let me help you remember. When it first hit our shores, oh, no big deal. You don't even need any mask. He was lying to you. He later admitted, yeah, I lied because I was afraid the general public would grab up all the masks we need for our frontline workers. I understand that, but here are two things. He was the head of the National Institutes of Health and Allergies for years, and he had not prepared for such an event like this to make sure enough of the special masks were available, N95. He didn't make sure that they were available. And two, he exposed you at that time saying they won't do any good. And then they say, oh, you got to wear a mask. Oh, but then they also say, if you get a vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. Oh, no, now you got to get the vaccine and you have to wear the mask. You might need to wear two. Okay, now we're told that you're also going to need a booster shot. And we've got to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. What the hell is the purpose of any of the shots? I thought it was supposed to protect you from unvaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you shouldn't worry about the unvaccinated. Hugh Hewitt, I would give him credit for taking Dr. Fake to task and saying, you know, a lot of people just don't believe in you. You think it might work better for the American people and public safety and health if you stepped down and there was a fresh face, a new approach? Oh, no. I'm the guy. He's not going to step down. And yes, many Americans do not trust him nor the CDC because of all these flip-flops. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem raising a big issue. She is one of those red states, and she said, I fear that the Biden administration is stockpiling, rationing some of the medicine. She's talking about the life-saving monoclonal antibody medicines. She said, we're not getting the supply we normally were. We're suddenly cut off. We'd already been told by the Biden administration, if you're not fully vaccinating your people like we tell you to, yeah, then maybe we'll send these antibody vaccine monoclonal medicines to the blue states. Governor DeSantis of Florida having the same thing. Now there's word of a new COVID treatment. Could just be a pill, one pill. It will fight off all kinds of these viruses. And J. Michael Waller, Center for Security Policy, is going to join us on how government is now using psychological warfare on American citizens. And then have you seen the list of the people that Biden got nominated to head up various positions like the Bureau of Land Management? The one that he pushed forward and got confirmed was a woman who was spiking trees that would kill trees, hurt loggers if they're out there working, and is picked to oversee regulating national banks, once praised for the Soviet Union and got a Lenin Award. These are the people that are now going to be in this administration. And, of course, we have more on Marine Lieutenant Colonel Schuller and the brig where he's in isolation and the charges against him. More on border issues. Racist hate graffiti found at a high school in St. Louis. Turns out it was written by a black student. And then a song by Tom McDonald. You might already be aware of it. Titled Brainwashed. I'm not going to have time to play the song. But I am going to read some of the lyrics and share them with you. And as one of my callers said, this says a lot about what's happening in this country. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think somewhere in the federal government, they're stockpiling it, and they are delivering it out to states based on what their cases are and based on what they think their scientific data is telling them that South Dakota should have. We're going to continue to pressure to have the kind of medical treatments that we believe our people deserve. So we're not at a shortfall right now, but we have noticed a difference in how the federal government is responding to us.
That is Governor Noem, Kristi Noem of South Dakota, which is a red state. I have no doubt that under the Biden administration, we just can't get shipments of our monoclonal medicine antibodies to South Dakota. It's so far away. And isn't that where they have Sturgis, the annual Harley ride, where 500,000 to 800,000 Harley riders come in opposition to what we tell them? You shouldn't be gathering in large groups unless you're rioting and burning a city. No, they have not been getting all the supplies of the monoclonal antibody medicine, as they should. Neither has Florida, nor Texas, nor some other red states. A couple of blue states also are having trouble. But Governor Kristi Noem, when she says that statement, that in talking to my health systems, I have several in the state that they're doing okay, but they feel like they have adequate supplies so far, but they're struggling. And I think, personally, they're being rationed. I think somewhere in the federal government, they're stockpiling it, delivering it out to states based on what their cases are, based on what their scientific data is telling them South Dakota should have. Now, she's kind of being nice and polite and maybe correct, but the fear is, the absolute belief is, for many, is that they're purposely withholding it from red states, all right? You don't want to vaccinate everybody? You're not going to put vax mandates in place? Well, fine. You're not going to get this. So what is this anticlonal body, or the monoclonal antibody? The FDA did give an emergency authorization for it back in November, almost a year ago. They found through some of their treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults and even 12 years of age or older, positive results in dealing with COVID. It also included those of 65 years of age or older who have certain chronic medical conditions. And of course, when Donald Trump talked about other ways to deal with this, he mentioned Regeneron. That is one of the two types of monoclonal antibodies. The way these antibodies work, I'm a scientist, this is where I put on my science lab shirt, and if you believe me that I'm a scientist, you got the wrong program. No, I'm giving you information from the scientist. They say they work by targeting the coronavirus itself, the protein. They block the virus from entering your body's cells. They basically put in some kind of protein that interrupts the replication and activation and spread of COVID. So, yeah, use of these monoclonal antibodies can be used in addition to treatment that you might be getting for COVID, including vaccinations, or maybe in place of. That's for you to make a determination. I'm not trying to encourage you one way or the other. I'm just saying these are options. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, a red state, had pretty much been told by the White House, all right, you don't want to enforce vaccine mandates. You don't want to enforce mask mandates. We just might have trouble getting you a lot of the monoclonal antibody medicine. That's not just politics. That's playing with people's lives because they don't like the way a governor is actually doing something. Let me put it to you this way, and as clear as I can. If Trump were in office, God, I wish. Anyway, if Trump were in office, and some of these governors, like DeSantis, they don't want to have a mask mandate. They don't want to order people to get the vaccine. Trump had to go be treated for COVID. He has had the vaccine since, and of course, he also had some other treatments, Regeneron. But if he decided, you know what, we're just not going to send it to some of those states, well, of course, it'd be a political suicide not to shut it off for red states. But what if he said, we're not going to give it to the blue states? I would be among the first to say, you're playing with people's lives. It's wrong. So politics has no bearing on my decision. It shouldn't have the decision on how we're treating the American public. In Florida, Governor DeSantis says, we had to start looking for other suppliers.
When you have something that has worked, you should want to continue doing that. We've been thrown a major curveball here with a really huge cut from HHS and the Biden administration, even though you see the numbers. I mean, I think that we're all very happy where we are today versus where we were a month ago. Much, much better trends, and we've kept a lot of people out of the hospital.
Kept a lot of people out of the hospital. Isn't that key? In Florida, the treatment is free. It's free. There are other red states that do the same thing. And vaccination status does not matter. You can be as young as 12 years of age. And if you're at high risk for severe illness due to COVID-19, you're eligible for this treatment. Again, in clinical trials, the monoclonal antibody treatment has showed a 70% reduction in hospitalization and death. I lost a brother-in-law to COVID, about 12, 15 years younger than me. And I did ask my sister, did they offer anything like that? And I'm not really sure if I made myself clear on the question. It was a delicate time, so I still don't really know the answer. But if it's not administered fast enough at the right time, it might not be as effective. But even by some of the studies, for high-risk patients who have, and he was not high-risk, for high-risk patients who have been exposed to someone with COVID-19, Regeneron, one of these monoclonal antibodies, can give you temporary immunity to decrease your odds of catching the infection by more than 80%. 80%. And again, this can be given to those as young as 12. There's a standing order in Florida signed by the state surgeon general allowing patients to receive this treatment without a prescription and no cost. Back to South Dakota, red state, Kristi Noem, governor. Her statement and belief that, you know, I think the Biden administration is blocking and holding some of this back. You heard Governor DeSantis said, well, we were thrown a curve. Suddenly we're not getting the supply. Again, that's very polite language. Thrown a curve. You were basically trying to strike you out, make you look really bad with your citizenry because you won't enforce vax mandates and mask mandates. So they cut off some of these supplies of monoclonal antibody medicines like Regeneron, and good luck with that. Thank God Ron DeSantis was able to find another supplier, not having to rely on the federal government. But again, back to Kristi Noem of South Dakota. She was asked in this interview she did with Breitbart, do you think Biden is playing politics?
You know, he does almost everything for political reasons. That's what is frustrating. When President Trump was in the White House, I was on offense every day. I could put conservative reforms in place and really do innovative things that helped my people be more successful. As soon as President Biden came into the White House, it seems as though we've had to go on defense.
On defense. I think she's right. Well, they certainly have along the border, haven't they, because of the law changes and canceling out the stay in Mexico policy and other things that the Biden administration just basically declared we have an open border. So, yeah, they've had to be on defense down in the Texas and border areas elsewhere. I had mentioned in the opening monologue there might be a potential leap forward in the fight against COVID. That does not involve a vaccine and doesn't involve the treatments with the monoclonal antibody medicines. It would be as simple as taking a pill. Drug maker Merck is saying its experimental people for those sick with COVID reduced hospitalizations and deaths by 50%. 50%. Well, if that's so, that's going to be a very easy way, an easy weapon to use against COVID. Merck says it will soon ask health officials in the U.S. and around the world to authorize use of that pill. The FDA decision could come within weeks. And after that, if the drug gets the okay, it could be distributed quickly, soon afterwards. And if so, it would be the first pill shown to treat COVID-19. All other therapies, as you know, require either an IV or an injection. And they're saying a pill taken at home, by contrast, would ease pressure on hospitals. It would also help curb outbreaks in poor and more remote corners of the world. No, they had studied something like 775 adults with mild to moderate COVID-19 considered to be at high risk for severe disease. They already had obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and they found among them, those taking this pill, 50% did not have to be hospitalized, and they certainly survived COVID. But in the meantime, red states in particular, because if the Biden administration is rationing, hoarding, purposely hiding and stockpiling the monoclonal antibodies, you still have a fight on your hands. And Kristi Noem, South Dakota governor, says, I'm ready.
Now we're fighting on funding issues, mandates that are coming down from the federal government. And now even this, rationing, I believe, of monoclonal antibodies could be fundamentally detrimental to our state. So I don't feel like the White House gets up in the morning and thinks about helping the people of South Dakota, and that's why I have to fight even harder. I'll fight every day for my people, but I'm going to fight in a way that I'll win, and you do that by using facts. And, we're going to pressure them and continue to get more information on how they're making those decisions. I do feel as though right now South Dakota certainly is not a priority.
Yep, you're not. Nor is Florida, nor Texas, nor any other red state. They're already looking forward to 2022 and scared as hell of what's going to happen then. Yeah, they've already put aside the concern about life and death, COVID. They're looking at 2022. Look at two of the nominations from Biden that are being approved. And this tells you everything about this administration. Coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So here is what the Senate did yesterday. They confirmed President Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management. 50-45 vote along party lines. Now, maybe you haven't been following this story. I have given it some attention, not as much as I would have liked, because so many things are, I feel like I'm in the middle of a hailstorm. Not just a rainstorm, a hailstorm. This is Tracy Stone Manning. She has a direct affiliation with eco-terrorists. And in fact, back during her nomination process back in June, in the response to the Bureau of Land Management overseeing large areas of federal land and mostly western states, what she had done in the past came to the surface again. What she had done as this environmental extremist group, Earth First, and they were identified by the FBI as one of multiple radical groups posing domestic terrorist threat to the U.S., they were spiking trees. Now, spiking trees is a crime. In exchange for immunity, though, she testified in a 1990 trial against another individual who had been a circle of her friends. And so she got sentenced to, or rather he was convicted of tree spiking and sentenced 17 months in prison. She got immunity. She's always maintained, I've been innocent. Well, during her nomination process, her spiking events turned out to be damning for it because she had taken part in a letter being sent to notify the state of Idaho that a lot of your trees have been spiked heavily. This land's very special to the earth, home to elk, deer, mountain lions, birds, and we have spiked. We been a total of 500 pounds of spikes measuring 8 to 10 inches in the length shoved into trees. And they said that they were set up so that workers, this according to the letter, that workers, loggers, would be injured. And so you would know that some of you a-holes that are working, cutting down trees, you're going to be spiked. Spiking the tree when the lumberjacks come along and start taking one down, they don't know a spike is there until their chainsaw hits it and all kinds of hell breaks loose. The chain breaks apart, flies back at them, pieces of metal, shrapnel everywhere. You might as well have planted a grenade because that's what happens. It's an explosive situation. If it doesn't kill them, it can certainly maim a logger or blind them. And this woman was part of it, and now the Senate, because nominated by Joe Biden, said, okay, she's a good person. Let's let her oversee our federal land. Does that give you an indication of what this administration is doing, is if you didn't already know? You want another example? Oh, I've got one for you. A Cornell University law professor, a native of Kazakhstan, graduate from Moscow State University, she even received the Lenin Personal Academic Scholarship, according to her resume, and as recently as 2019, she praised the former Soviet Union for having no pay gap, which she thinks could be taking place in the U.S. She's a fierce critic of Wall Street. And now what is she going to do if Biden has his way? He's put her into overseeing regulation of national banks. They are going to radically transform this country if they get their way. You cannot give an inch. We will not give an inch. In the next segment, I want to turn my attention to U.S. Marine Lieutenant Colonel in the brig. And I have to admit, as a Marine, I have mixed feelings, as any member of the war services would. But we need to examine it. Coming up.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm not saying we've got to be in Afghanistan forever, but I am saying, did any of you throw your rank on the table and say, hey, it's a bad idea to evacuate Bagram Airfield, the strategic air base, before we evacuate everyone? I have been fighting for 17 years. I am willing to throw it all away to say to my senior leaders, I demand accountability.
Demanding accountability, and for that and more, I want to emphasize, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is now in isolation in the brig that would be the jail at Camp Lejeune. Prior to that punishment, he was a battalion commander at Camp Lejeune. He has, to his record, been on 5 deployments, serving in the USMC for 17 years. In fact, his father said the Marines have fast-tracked him in his career until 30 days ago. Until 30 days ago, he was a hero in the leadership of the Marine Corps. But on August 26, again his father saying, when 13 of our servicemen died in the Kabul airport, something inside of our son snapped. He was angry. He is principled. He's a very courageous and principled man, but when that happened, he had to go and ask leaders for accountability. He had many active duty Marines and veterans asking for it and said it was worth it. Here's the issue. I had this discussion in part yesterday with Dakota Wood, retired Lieutenant Colonel from the Marines, now with the Heritage Foundation. And some of you might have been taken back by what Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood said when it came to Lieutenant Colonel Scheller here and the punishment he's facing. Dakota Wood did not mince his words. And I had to agree with what his statement was, although I think we got to find some room here. You have here a Marine Lieutenant Colonel who has led men, probably women as well, into combat zones. And when you do that, you're responsible for their lives. And if something goes wrong, you carry that with you. If you really care, if you're really concerned about your troops and not just, can I get another star, sir? He's in a pretrial confinement at the brig. Not so much for his original statements, which he put out on social media, saying, I demand accountability. But then when he was told, don't do that again, he did it anyway. And so he's gotten the publicity, and he is certainly now facing some serious charges. Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and apparently his lawyer was served with a 600-page list of various ways they're going to go about this. I have not seen it, but that's the storyline from the family, reference what the attorney has told them. The Uniform Code of Military Justice is what every member of the service has to obey and follow, or you can be court-martialed. Now, when Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller put out his second viral, or maybe it was more than that, but in the face of being told, don't do that again, he did it anyway. He knew what he was putting at risk. Not just his career. He's already said, I'm resigning anyway. But he's also losing, turning his back on a pension. He could have made one remark if they said, don't put it up anyway. He said, well, fine, I resign. And it probably, he would have just carried that away with him, angry, upset, no big publicity, and gotten his pension. And I will tell you this, maybe in retrospect, maybe that's the best way for him to do it, even the first time. Fed up with it, you go through the chain of command, said we did this wrong, somebody's got to be held accountable, and maybe your superior agrees. But you can't talk to the superior above your superior. You must follow the chain of command. You can't go around them. And maybe your superior agrees, and they talk to their superior, and they agree. But then somewhere along the line says, stop it. We're done with it. Forget it. It's past history. Well, the deaths of those 13 who were killed, 11 Marines, one Navy corpsman, one soldier, Army force, they're not going to be forgotten. But he did not choose to resign and then make the complaint and become a whistleblower. And some are saying even now, he does amount to a whistleblower. He should not be punished. I'd like to go along with that, but again, when you're in the military and you're under the UCMJ, things are not like you are in the civilian world. You served in the military in any branch, you know what I'm talking about. So they are considering at last report, and maybe they've actually filed some of these. I haven't seen it yet. Article 32 hearing is scheduled. Looking at Article 88, contempt toward officials. Article 90, willfully disobeying superior commissioned officer. That, I guess, was going ahead and putting it on social media again. Article 92, failure to obey lawful general orders, which probably might have been, again, do not post anything like that again. And Article 133, conduct unbecoming an officer and a gentleman. That is all one and the same. Now, I know many of you are saying, well, wait a minute. Look what happened at Afghanistan. Because that's why this Marine Lieutenant Colonel was so upset. As I said, he carried out, or he was in active involved in five different tours. He wasn't just somebody sitting at a desk somewhere. He was with his troops in the field. Five deployments overseas. And then during that period of time, Iraq, Afghanistan. But he put it all on the line now because of the way we botched, and we did botch withdrawal from Afghanistan. And his father said, I look at these generals that appeared in front of the Senate and House committees the other day, and not one of them being fired, not one of them. Generals, and they're not going to resign. They made it clear. Generals Milley, General McKenzie, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. And he said, what did my son do?
Our son called for accountability. And throughout the hearing today, I don't feel like they accepted accountability. So I'm extremely disappointed. And it's no coincidence, in my opinion, that they put a gag order on him and they put him in prison the day before they had to appear in front of senators and tomorrow in front of congressmen. I think that is fairly an act of cowardice.
That, again, is Stuart Scheller Jr., the father of Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, now in the brig, facing an Article 32 hearing with all those charges I read through. And one of them being contempt toward officials. Do you remember, do I need to remind you how many times members of the military made disparaging remarks about Donald Trump? Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, had asked General Milley the other day, why have you not resigned yet? And talking about what you did with Afghanistan and calls to China, which Milley might have been able to explain his way out of. He said, well, that would have been a political act. In other words, acting as if he had not been engaged in politics. According to Joe Pollack, senior editor at large of Breitbart News, Milley's history shows he'd been engaged in politics on the left's behalf since 2020. He said, and here you have Marine Lieutenant Colonel Scheller sitting in the brig because he called them out publicly on social media, giving voice to what thousands of other service members were thinking. And think of those who, as he said again, Joe Pollack with Breitbart, think of those who waded into politics in 2020, generals and admirals who trashed Trump and praised Biden. Retired General Stanley McChrystal, former commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, did get racially recalled from the field, fired by President Barack Obama in 2010 because he had trashed Biden in a Rolling Stone article. Biden bounced him. And there were other cases as well. I want to break some of them down. And you tell me if it sounds right. I know you already have your opinion, but let's look at the details of the facts when we continue. My personal choice for Italian food, Cafe Napoli. Now, sometimes I want steak, fish. Hey, try the sea bass. Perfect. plus a worldwide selection of wines. Cafe Napoli's mission is to serve you only the best. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Cafe Napoli.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the valley of kings?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So we're talking about some generals under Trump that made remarks or signed off on documents, and you don't see them being called up on UCMJ charges, Article 32 hearing, on things like Article 133, conduct unbecoming an officer and a gentleman. Article 88, contempt toward officials. But obviously they were. Nearly 800 retired national security leaders signed a much ballyhooed letter backing Biden, praising his sound judgment. According to the remarks by Joel Pollack at Breitbart News, and he said, or then you've got also more than 70 retired Republican national security officials signed a similar statement. And then you have 50 former intel officials who defended Biden, Joe Biden, over the Hunter Biden laptop, calling it Russian disinformation. And you've got Secretary of Defense James Mattis, a retired general, who broke with Trump and accused him falsely of violating the Constitution in his walk across Lafayette Square last year to reassure Americans that the democratically elected government, not the mob, was still in control. And what the hell about Biden himself? He pressured then-Afghan President Ghani this summer. Look, act like you're winning, even if you're not, or you're going to lose U.S. aid. As Pollack said in his opening statement, his opening line, Biden lied, people died. He said that's the inescapable conclusion after this week's testimony in Congress by Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie. Biden, remember, in that George Stephanopoulos ABC interview, was asked repeatedly, what about your generals saying that they told you you should keep a residual force of 2,500 troops in the country? And Biden said, no, they never told me that. Well, every one of them under oath said we did. Now you're going to believe this time. But even then, the generals sidestepped their own responsibility. We didn't learn enough about who the hell made the decision to abandon Bagram Air Force Base. And why didn't the Secretary of State take part in that decision? Apparently, he was nowhere to be found. Maybe he was still working on, who knows. Maybe Biden sent him out to get ice cream. But right now, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is facing very serious charges. And I would say, yes, he is a whistleblower. But in the military, you're still in when you make those charges. You can face the UCMJ. The best thing for him to have done, if he's going to leave the military anyway, is leave, then do it. Because right now, I'd have to say he violated the law. He did. I don't like to say that, but that is the fact. Then maybe we could see what punishment ends up going with it or not. Sometimes the things you see just aren't the way they appear, right? For instance, in a St. Louis area school, there was writing racist graffiti in several bathrooms, and more than 1,000 students walked out in protest. That was September 24. It all got organized on social media. Look at these pictures of these racist remarks. Things like, hope all black people die. The N-word used repeatedly in several bathrooms at this school district. Students put to social media. They walked out of their class using megaphones, protesting, no justice, no peace. I'm sick and tired of people getting racially profiled. And on and on and on. Now the facts come out. No one waited for the facts then. And obviously the words are enough to incense people. I understand that. But they were just assuming it had to be a white student that did that. The investigation, according to the superintendent, in a letter to the parent, says, this does not diminish the hurt it caused, nor the negative impact on our community. But the graffiti was written on the bathroom walls, all this racial hatred, trying to spur up more racial hatred and dissension, was written by a black student. Superintendent said, we cannot presume the reasons why. Or we could guess, you know, say that maybe they just wanted to spark some interest. Maybe they just find it. Who knows? Don't miss the second hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.